Late LK at one youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode of Thumbnails. We're talking about animation. That's what it's all about. We're going to be getting into some Black Panther goodness. But to my left, I have the awesome man. Dude is talented. He's worked on tons of stuff. I'm going to let him tell you about it himself. But the wonderful Jeffrey Thorne.
Thank you very much. I don't know how wonderful I am. I worked on some stuff. Librarians, Leverage, Law and Order, Criminal Intent.
Word.
Ben 10.
Yeah.
Justice League Action.
All right.
Nico and the Sword of Light on Amazon.
Ah, okay.
And this new thing, Robert Kirkman's thing, Super Dino, I wrote a couple of those.
Ah.
It's been mostly live action, which leads us into the Black Panther, because that's kind of why they brought me in.
Yeah.
And for the last year and a half, almost a little bit more than 2 years, really, it's all been Black Panther all the time. I've been off the grid.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, about a year ago, you told me you had this secret project you were working on.
It's
super hush hush.
Secret's out.
Couldn't tell nobody. And then you were like, all right, the press release is dropped. Now I can tell you.
Right.
I'm working on Black Panther.
Right.
Then I was like, okay, cool. Can we talk about it? You're like, no.
Nope.
Not yet.
Not till Marvel says we can talk about it.
Right. So when it comes to Black Panther, especially the huge response that we had earlier this year, what does it feel like just being involved in it?
I mean, it is a crazy thing you can't even really put into words exactly. Almost everybody behind the movie is younger than me. So
okay.
Them growing up with the Black Panther, if any of them did, is shorter than me growing up
with
the Black Panther.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. So when I was a kid, it just was not in the cards that would any of this ever happen. Would there ever be a Star Wars level movie? Like, would the comic be what it is now? Would Chris Priest have shown up and blown it all up in the comics?
Yeah.
Like, there was no Shuri, no Reg Hudlin to show up and make Shuri. There was none of that.
Because when I was born in 82.
Okay.
So when I was coming up, like, you did have Black Panther, you had the Priest run.
Yeah.
But I didn't read that.
Right.
I read the Reggie run.
So you came
in. So I knew about Shuri because that's when she kind of came in.
Right.
The whole Skrulls thing with the Secret Invasion and all that.
Oh, so great.
Yes. So that's kind of where I came from.
Right.
But I assume that in the writer's room, you're show running, you're, you know, whether you're looking at the drawings or whatever, it has to feel kind of like a piece of history, right?
I feel very blessed, and I don't use that term very often, of all the people they could have chosen, the fact that they came to me and said, do you want to try this? I was like, it's Black Panther,
like,
right? Well, what are you still talking? Let's go. But yeah, man. This last year with the movie coming out and becoming like a holiday event, like every year we will celebrate the Black Panther movie, you know,
it was so
dope,
glorious.
Right? Like dope, like five levels of dope, like dopeness down to the bottom of the barrel. Like
cause
you had
the kids getting involved, you had the parents getting involved, and it was just a beautiful movie as well.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the movie was subpar and people were just hyped.
No.
It was like the movie was on point, the people were hype about it. You had folks like sitting whole schools to go see it.
It was
awesome.
Juneteenth. Like,
yeah.
It was straight up that.
Yeah, definitely.
And not in a fake way. Like, they brought their A game, their A++ game.
Yeah.
Everybody involved with that came to play. And so the phenomenon, I don't think, was as surprising to maybe Black people. Because people were like getting in the gym, getting ready for how hyped they were going to be when this movie came out. But I think the big surprise is the $1 billion, the global phenomenon, that basically this is, and as it should be, a movie for everybody.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a core of us going, what? But this
everybody
is...
Everybody can look at this
everybody,
and enjoy it.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Got
so,
it.
So making the show, yeah, there was a certain amount of... I don't normally think like this as a writer, but there is a certain sense of responsibility to not drop the ball.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Don't drop the ball.
Like,
right.
This is Black Panther.
Right.
You can't mess with this one.
Right. So don't break anything.
All right, cool. So, guys, we got the trailer. Probably have already seen it, but I'm going to be watching the trailer with this guy because I want to see his reaction. Have you seen the trailer yet?
Have I seen the trailer? What day does it where I don't watch the trailer?
Here we go.
Okay.
See, you're going, hopefully.
Shuri, prepare for extraction.
Thank you, King Obvious.
The arc, you know, still got the snark with it.
Mm-hmm.
The journey of a king.
playing with the music.
A warrior. Yep. And an Avenger. You're an Avenger, I'm an Avenger. We're practically family. Tony's what is my favorite color? Self. I'm gonna go with black?
And then he like raised the eyebrow.
The season premiere of Marvel's Avengers, Black Panther's Quest.
Action Princess Shuri to grumpy brother T'Challa.
Wow.
Sisters, huh?
You have no idea.
So like the levity is in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, word.
September 23rd at 9. Time.
Man. We got more, you know, got multiple Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk for a second.
Okay. Now you know.
I know.
There's a lot I'm not gonna be able to tell you.
My jungle, my country.
Perfect.
Yeah, baby.
Just amazing.
I mean, they put together a great trailer considering what they have to choose from.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have a lot yet.
No, the opposite.
They don't want to spoil a lot.
That's two. Okay. They don't want to spoil things because there's a whole lot of surprises coming up. You guys are not ready for what they let us get away with. I sat there like, who are you people? Why are you letting this? Am I being punked?
So what's I can do on? This?
Like, well, we want to do this. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. What do you mean, oh yeah, that's fine? You're supposed to fight me.
So I can do this?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So literally, there's bunches of stuff in here that they would be awesome for a trailer, but it also give away so much.
Yeah.
Right? So from what they were had available to cut that trailer together that way, I was like, damn.
All right, cool. So let's get into some of the trailer stuff.
Okay.
Black Panther feels like Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Shuri feels like Shuri.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that was driven home by, say, Marvel and them, or was it you, or was it just something that was like understood, like they have to feel like themselves from not only the books but also from the movie?
Okay, here's the way I look at it, and one of the things that the audience may or may not know, we were in production on this while the movie was still being made.
Okay.
We've been on this for, it's literally still in post-production, so the end of the season is still getting the final touches put on it. It all is right. Not all ready to, for distribution yet. We did not have any contact with the motion picture. Mm. Zero. We saw what the public saw. Like, if made an announcement, that's when we found out. So, we didn't know who was cast. We didn't know anything about the plot line. We didn't know anything like that, except that there was this sort of little buzz going on backstage at Marvel, like, this movie's gonna be awesome, right? Like that. But, so there wasn't a lot of pressure on me at the beginning to sort of match anything.
Okay.
The current comic book, the Ta-Nehisi Coates comic book, is pretty dark. It's very adult themes.
Okay.
It's got a lot of stuff going on in it that really can't translate into an all ages show. Like, I don't even want to mention some of it. It's not that it's bad, but
it's just that it's older.
It's
than,
grown up.
Older than the what, like 9 to 12?
Yeah, I mean, we're going for all ages. This is something like the whole family should be able to watch, and it's certainly
so definitely more accessible than say like Young Justice, which was a little. I feel like Young Justice was like a little older than all ages. Or maybe not. Maybe
I would say in the same vein.
Okay.
All right. If you like Young Justice, if you like Avatar,
okay,
like those are all ages shows. There are shows that are pointed at kids that we would not have been able to do half the crap we did in this thing if we were choosing just children. Okay.
All right.
So that was point one. Marvel was like, oh no, just right. If you go too far, we will yank you back. And there was not a lot of yanking me back, and I went pretty far. Right.
Okay.
I put together a great team of writers who technically are allowed to say who they are but are holding their breath for some reason, so I'm not going to blow them all up here.
Well, thank you guys out there, the writers that are on this, thank you very much.
They killed. And I brought people in from different disciplines. Some people hadn't done any or very much animation writing. People who had usually written in other kinds of animation but would normally not even be asked to be on a show like this.
So you pulled together your own, like, Avengers team.
Kind of like that.
You pulled together your own A-team.
That's true. That's very true. And when the names start popping up, you'll see I'm not playing.
All right.
Marvel let us do a show that I wanted to do. I wanted to tell certain kinds of things. And what was fun was, a lot of what they wanted to do already matched up with what I already wanted to do. So there wasn't a lot of like arguing or any of that kind of stuff.
Now that's good to hear.
It's happy. It made me happy.
It actually lends to, and I won't go into it, but it lends to why Marvel seems to really be dialed in on making kind of like hit after hit after hit. And even if it's not a hit, still, you know, like a serviceable
I would say this. A Marvel hit has to only be compared to other Marvel movies.
Yeah, because,
so a Marvel movie that's not a hit for Marvel, it's still a hit.
Still a hit. Yeah.
Like, so
like, some people might be like, oh, well, you know, Ragnarok didn't make, like, I don't know, $1 quadrillion.
Yeah, but what are you comparing it to?
Yeah, you're comparing
and also,
it to other Marvel movies.
That movie was death. I love that movie. My best friend actually designed the sequence where Thor and the Hulk meet in the arena. That's my boy Todd Harris, and he gets a shout out. One of the very few storyboard artists that ever gets a shout out. He got a shout out on the special features on
wow,
Ragnarok.
Wow, cool.
And I didn't want, that's not about you, Todd. This is about me tonight.
It's about him.
Right, but you should look him up, Todd Harris, because you're going to hear that name a lot soon.
All
right,
cool.
Yeah, so Marvel, the conversations we had about the theme and the tone and all that kind of stuff. Now, normally when you're adapting material, there is a lot of, like, creative comes in with crazy ideas. Companies like, are you high? We're not doing that. In this case, I mean, that got said a couple of times, but let's say there were 50 things I could have brought in and said I'd like to do X. 47 of them, they said, sure, go do it.
Okay.
Right? And the three that they said, nah, you're not doing that, was like, okay.
Yeah, it's like you didn't expect it. It's like,
well, you like that number. You like number 24, so I figured you'd go for number 50. No, you're not doing that, right? But it was never cantankerous. There was never a sense of, this guy's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. It was much more like, whoa, we both agree a lot of
the
time.
Nice, nice.
Like, not every time. There were some things, there were little weird things.
Yeah,
there's
regular creative stuff.
Yeah, but it's,
but for the most part, you guys came with a project where it's like, I have a vision, and you were able to put it together.
Picture two fans who both love the Black Panther trying to make a project together. That's kind of what it was like.
Nice, nice.
Okay.
And it's good to hear that there's so much support behind the scenes for it, because sometimes it feels, you know, other projects or other products might feel like it's just a product.
No.
Like,
no.
We're just making this book, or we're making this novel, or we're making this comic book.
No.
And
no.
From this standpoint, it seems like there's an excitement.
I would even say this. They were excited about it just to begin with.
Wow.
And then when the movie came out while we were making our show.
And it got even better.
And then the day after, whatever the aftermath day, you could tell everybody was like, happened. I need, Moses has come with the tablets. You know, you can never drop this ball, Jeffrey. And I was like, I got you, dog.
He's like,
we got this.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, you know, you're in there, you're making it, they're passionate,
mm-hmm.
you're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when you're creating something, especially as a showrunner, there's always something, you know, even with writers, that a part of you is in this.
Yes.
What part of you is in, say, Wakanda? What part of you is in Shuri or Black Panther or maybe Queen Mother? Any of those characters, what did you, like, this is a part of me that I want to put my stamp on.
All right. The way I'm allowed to talk about
the
show.
Okay.
One, my stamp is throughout.
Okay.
I was very hands-on on this project. I brought in the best writers I could bring in, and they were great, and they brought, like, and on top of that, I was in every episode. We're tracking this thing
cool.
for the whole run.
Great.
So when you get to the end of this, understand, this is Jeff's take? I mean, with Marvel's approval, but, like, they said no to a bunch of stuff, but this is the show I wanted to make. Like,
great.
A lot of people don't know is that me and a bunch of other writers were up for the job of writing the Black Panther comic book, and Ta-Nehisi Coates beat us all out because he's got a Pulitzer, and we didn't. Okay, but this is largely
Ta-Nehisi Coates, who also watches the show.
Yeah,
all the time. Shouts out to you.
What's up, man? But this is much more in tone with the version of the book that I pitched to Marvel for the comic.
Okay,
and they, for whatever reasons, nothing against them, because I think the comic's great. They went another way. So when Marvel Animation approached me, I was very pleased to see that their sense of what they wanted to do with their cartoon universe was very similar to what I had wanted to do with the Black Panther tonally.
Okay.
There are some stuff we do. I can't even spoil it. Let me just say there will be a lot of things that have been broken about the Black Panther in the comic prior to anyone else showing up that I wanted to address. I wanted to address who were his villains. I wanted to address how does he sit in the world. I wanted to address how does he juggle king versus superhero, because they're not the same job.
Yeah. King, superhero, superhero teammate,
all lover. Of that, all of that gets addressed in this show. Obviously, it's a cartoon, so there's not so much with the lover.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of smacking and people, not as much kissing. But yeah. So, and there was a lot of stuff that is just not like the movie or the book. There was stuff that is unique to this show that if you watch this show, you're going to get our version of Wakanda, our version of the history of all of these people and how they relate to each other. It's its own thing. And in some ways, that's great because it freed us up.
Yeah. Speaking of Wakanda, is it, what do you, without spoiling anything.
It's so hard.
How full does Wakanda feel?
Oh, it's Wakanda. You're going to love Wakanda.
So you feel the, like, the full kind of like, the lush, you know, like the mountains, the, you know, the, okay, cool.
Yeah, you
so
get to see not only just the city life of Wakanda, you're going to see Wakanda.
Everything.
You're going to see a lot more of Wakanda than you've ever seen of Wakanda.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so when it comes to being the Panther, being the man himself, being the brother, we see a lot of clips with Shuri.
Mm-hmm.
Does that relationship still come, does it ring true as well as it does on screen?
Yes, okay. But I will say
I'm
this.
Trying to stay out of spoilery questions.
The one, it's not really a spoiler because you can see from the trailer.
Yeah.
The split in age between our T'Challa and our Shuri is not as big as the split
she
between.
She looks old,
She's a little bit older than the Shuri from the movies, and he's a little bit younger.
Okay.
So they are
like, a little closer.
A little closer in age, so their brother-sister back and forth is a slightly more aggressive in some ways.
Yeah, because it's almost, it's not more of like, I'm looking up to you and I'm trying to help you out, because it's more of kind of a competition because we're so close.
And I tried to play it, I mean, I shouldn't say I, it's really, The thing you have to always remember about making television, probably about making movies, although I don't really make movies.
It's a team sport, guys.
It is very much a team sport. So even if you're the captain, the wide receiver still has to play. The quarterback still has to play. You know, everybody has to play at their utmost. The coach has to do the coach things. No, the defense coach has to right?
And depending on what NFL team we're talking about, the owner and the GM need to be the owner and the GM and not the coach.
That's right. You need to leave people alone and let them do their thing. But so with that in mind, the relationship between T'Challa and Shuri is very much what I hope people will find familiar. There are a little bit of different notes to it because of the age difference.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's the idea of the way they are in public versus the way they are in private.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
All right.
I try to do that as well. I think some of that will come through in the first two episodes. I don't want to spoil anything, but this season, you need to watch every episode. You can't check out for three episodes and come back.
Yes.
You need to watch it in
Guys,
order.
Watch the show. September 23rd, which is like a Sunday or a Saturday.
A week from today.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Watch it. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
All right. So when we get to, when it comes to the show, when it comes to plotting out all of these episodes, and you're starting to see the animation coming. How did that inform on your creation? Did it get you guys more excited?
For me, I don't know. Like, the writers aren't, it's hard to describe without detail. The writers aren't present for that part.
Yeah.
They basically come in, we work all the story points out, and then they go away. I, as one of the producers, we see all the animation start coming. When that first animatic came through, I was like, mother. You know, like, this
we did it.
Like, am I having a stroke right now? You know, like, it was just like, and that's another thing. A lot of the time on different, because I've worked on a lot of different shows and nothing against any of them, but there's a sense of if a show's been on for a while, everybody's like, well, I know how to do this, right?
Yeah,
they're just going to work, they do their thing.
It's kind of like very one and two and three
right.
and four.
Kinda. So a lot of certainly the directors are people who've been working for Marvel and on other people's companies.
They're
kind of
like,
time.
We got this.
When those animatics came in, I was like, oh, these guys came to play too. So what it does is it makes you want to jack your game up a little bit.
Yeah,
even if
you want to match the...
Yeah, if you...
So it's like you're continually inspiring each other.
Yes, and on a certain level, it made me relax because I was like, okay, they definitely are taking this seriously. This is just not one more show to them. All on right, another cool. level, I was like, oh my God, they really came to play. We got to watch them because they might put Galactus in here and we can't have Galactus in this.
Now, speaking of animation, who's the animation studio that's doing this? Is there someone outside of just Marvel Animation?
Okay, or the way it works is, and I think if you look at the end credits of any of these shows, you'll see that the physical animation is actually done offshore.
Yeah.
And that, frankly, is different sets of companies. Okay. Marvel makes deals above my pay grade.
Yeah, so it's subcontracted to yeah. way... They, right. but well, the shout animatic, out to you guys, even though, you know,
there were more than one. More than one.
Yeah.
All right, so, but the animation direction, all of that stuff, how it really looks, the design, all of that, that's here in-house.
Now, animation directors, are there any of them that you want to shout out? Any notable?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Okay, okay. Yeah, for instance, it's true.
I can say that James Mathis III plays T'Challa. Okay. I can say that Daisy Lightfoot plays Shuri.
Okay.
I can say Stan Lee is in it. Right. And I can say Mark Hamill is in it. But I can't say who they play, and I can't mention any of the other wonderful actors.
Since we're on this, and all the execs at Marvel watch this, you okay. know, thank you for watching the show. I didn't get my voice acting call. I guess maybe y'all got the wrong number. But just look, just DM me on Twitter. I'll give you my number. I know y'all probably, because y'all can probably slide me in still for this season.
I just want to be in the first season.
I get just like, I just need a word, just like, ha, and then just, that's all I need.
That's
like,
so funny.
And like, in the very end, I'll be like, hey, and that's all you need for me. That's all, just a little piece in there.
You need to stop.
I could be off camera. Just like,
I have nothing to do with this. This whole thing,
you know,
that's
I assume that, you know, y'all just lost my number, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm not angry with you guys. We here, I'm just saying, I understand. Now, before we get out of here, I do want to ask, when it comes to this show, what do you want the, you know, like the fans, the people that love the character, even if they're not from the comic lore, what do you want them to get from this show?
I want you to see the same kind of hero, the same kind of world that everybody else got to see and we never got to see when we were kids.
Wow, okay.
I want you to be able to come and see this thing and respond to it the way I responded when I saw Batman the Animated Adventures the first time, or mm-hmm. when somebody saw Robotech for the first time,
wow.
or when somebody saw Avatar the Last Airbender and went, what is this?
Yeah.
There's a thing that I didn't make this up, obviously. Representation actually matters. And just as I want every black kid in the world to see this show and be like, oh wow, every little kid that can see this and, oh my gosh, something for me. But I also want all the white kids and all the Spanish kids and all the Arab kids and all that to see this exact same show and realize both for themselves, yes, I can be a superhero too, or whatever like that, but also to see their black compatriots, to see their fellow citizens, their kids they go to school with as, oh, you can be Captain America too. Like, maybe they were anyway, cool. Maybe they weren't, but with this, if I can get one sort of altruistic thing, one sort of bigger than just the show thing out of it, everybody should be allowed to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a show that's very much everybody gets to play. So
cool.
Come in with that. And if you're expecting to see a copy of the movie, put that down before you open this door. This is our show.
Yeah, it's going to be different, but good because it's different.
Same source material. Oh,
yeah.
One thing. One of the weird things we realized when we saw the movie is even though we didn't have any contact with them, we solved many of the same problems in very similar ways.
Okay.
So there will be some things that you guys will think, oh, they must have talked to each other. We didn't talk to each other.
Yeah, because that's something that I thought would be, you know, maybe like, you know, like you guys, like once a month, there would be like a call,
yeah.
like with, you know, ooh. It just seems... See, Marvel, if you hire me, you know what I'm saying, I can set up that call.
Well, on another on another level, though, the movie guys work at a different pace. The way movies are made are different.
Yeah.
We have to lock things in way in advance and then stick to them.
Yeah, because animation is so...
Yeah.
Guys, you guys will be seeing stuff that's like, was drawn approximately like a year or two ago. Like two, 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
this is, for me, you guys are seeing the end result of a 2.2-year process, right?
Wow.
Whereas... For the movies, they make it, principal photography takes, 3 months at most? right? And then the actors go away, and then it's effects.
Well, you have your development day.
Right.
That can, who knows how development and pre-production.
Right.
And depending on you lose a director to come back, who knows?
Scripts are very fluid in movie making.
Yeah.
Actors are involved where they can. Our actors did improvise to some degree when we were able to.
But since you're animating, it's pretty like, locked this is, in. This is it.
Whereas on the set, Cogler can show up and his cast can be like, we love this moment, but could we? And he can be like, yeah, move the cameras, do this, do that. Yeah. We can't do that.
Come in and try it this way, blah, blah, blah.
There's none of that. We got to get this done. We got to get it done right, and we got to get it done fast, and all of that. So.
And speaking of that, Marvel... My voice acting.
Oh my God. Oh is my right God. And fast. What's wrong with him?
It's right and it's fast.
Oh my God.
Just holler.
So yeah, please just bring your open mind, bring your aspirations, bring your adventure, all the things that you would want a superhero to be for the first time you saw them. Bring that. And understand we are bringing you a very different show than the previous four seasons of this show.
Yeah, because this, I know, guys, some people have been talking about the trailer. This is not Avengers season 5 or 6 or whatever. This is
Black Panther's Quest. They retitled it for a reason.
Yeah, this is Black Panther's Quest. That's it. This is it. It's Black Panther.
They didn't bring all this in to just do one more season. Okay, I'm just telling you.
Any last remarks for the folks before we bounce? Anything special about Black Panther that you can release that, you know... Any nice tidbit, or we got to keep a lock on everything?
Mostly, we got to keep a lock on everything.
Okay.
You need to watch every episode. All right,
so guys, every episode is probably highly serialized, so you guys need to...
I don't know what that word means, but you need to watch...
They're highly connected.
You need to watch every episode. you need to watch every episode.
Yeah.
In a row.
Yeah. Don't sleep on this.
Yeah.
This is going to be dope. Now, before we get out of here... Jeffrey, where can the wonderful people find you?
You can find me at thewintermanproject.com. You can find me at Winterman Books on Twitter. You can find me at jeffreythorne.com if you want to find a lot more about me than you ever wanted to know. And that's kind of it.
What about Twitter? What are you on Twitter?
That's my personal. So okay. My Twitter is.
Don't worry about that.
You don't want to go over there. This is not for that audience.
Yeah.
Go to Winterman Books. Winterman Books.
Yes. Cool. So guys, of course, you can find me Nerdsoul NERDSOUL all over the internet. Definitely get up with a player. Let's check out Black Panther.
Please.
Next week, Sunday, 23rd. I'm psyched. I can't wait. I might. You know what? I might try to do something special.
I'm gonna live tweet it.
I might try to do a live reaction.
Uh-oh.
But we'll see. But anyway, guys, of course, we got to get out of here.
He got
for
issues.
Myself, for Jeffrey Thorne, for Ray, for Finn, for Scarlett Johansson, Widow, for Ahsoka.
We're
saying we love y'all. Peace.
Peace.